Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
Thank you very much. For 2,500 years, philosophy has been influenced by the writings of the Greek intellectuals, especially the writings of Plato and Aristotle. It is nearly impossible to do advanced work in any field, ethics, politics, education, science, or philosophy, without studying the works of the Greek philosophers, scientists, dramatists, historians, and other scholars. The Apostle Paul was familiar with many, if not most, of these thinkers. In his sermon in Athens, Greece, Paul discussed some of their views, Acts 17:16-34. However, Paul did not allow the influence of Greek philosophy to color his proclamation of the gospel of Christ. He explained to the Corinthians, "For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect." 1 Corinthians 1:17. It should be obvious to any serious student of the Word that Paul was not denouncing wisdom. He used some form of the word wisdom almost 50 times in his epistles. Paul's concern, as expressed so often in his first letter to the Corinthians, was that God's people would rely on God's wisdom, not on man's wisdom. James uses somewhat different language from that of Paul, but the message is fundamentally the same. This wisdom descends not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife are, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good works, without partiality and without hypocrisy. James 3:15-17. Paul's familiarity with Greek philosophy did not dominate his preaching of the gospel. He was not trying to influence people to become Christians by using his knowledge of Greek culture. He did not seek to persuade by wisdom of words. Please listen to his explanation of that truth. "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." 1 Corinthians 2:1-5. If Paul had relied on his own knowledge, on his oratorical skill, and on human wisdom, the faith of the Corinthians would have been based on shaky ground. Paul wanted the Corinthians and all Christians to trust in the cross of Christ for their salvation. He knew, and we ought to know, that men's sinful desires and appetites have corrupted whatever wisdom men may have possessed. We cannot trust in man's wisdom. There is nothing in man's wisdom that can provide for our eternal salvation. We must rely on God's wisdom as revealed in Jesus Christ. That was Paul's reason for telling the Corinthians, "For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by its wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them who believe." 1 Corinthians 1:21. I urge you this very day to think about and to believe in the gracious provisions God has made for our eternal redemption. He demands that we believe in His Son or die in our sins. John 8:24. We must repent, confess the name of Jesus before men, and be baptized into Christ to have the remission of sins. Acts 2:38. After you have obeyed the gospel in baptism, grow in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 3:18. God wants us to grow and to be fruit bearers. Thank you so much, and may God bless you.